Grace and peace to you, my friends, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to worship on November 29th, the first Sunday in Advent, and our 38th Sunday of gathering this way. Reminder that today, November 29th, we will have another drive-through event from 11 to 1 on our church campus. We are asking once again that you wear masks. Those are required to be worn correctly over nose and mouth. We ask you to stay in your car as you pull in the back of the Burke Street lot. You'll be greeted by me, and I have a special Advent Christmas bag for each household and some goodies for our kids. And then you'll pull around to the pavilion where our volunteers will help with unloading items for our food pantry, kids' clothing and winter items for the fuzzy tree for Thornwell, winter items for our coat closet, and financial contributions for the church. We had a great time at the drive-through event at the beginning of the month, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing you. And I'll just, a little special treat, if you'll tune your radio to FM 90.5 as you approach the church grounds, we will have some Christmas music playing for a little festive touch and as a dry run for our drive-in service on Christmas Eve. We will begin our worship today with singing. Advent season, we also include in our worship the lighting of the Advent wreath.
A reading from Isaiah 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of heavenly forces will do this.
In our homes, we gather around Advent wreaths to pray our lost hopes, broken peace, limited joys, and love so hard to find, and share in this season of coronavirus. We claim power to call this season Advent when God's light comes into the world and nothing can overcome it.
We light this candle of hope in defiance of chaos, fear, despair, grief, sickness, and hopelessness. The world is broken and the wait is long, but hope just won't let go. Hope holds space for all our longings and lingers on the edge of harsh reality like the dawn gently awakening the sky. Keep awake, she whispers, for the world is being made new. Let us pray. God, your hope shines through the hopelessness and brightens the path toward peace. Emmanuel, God with us, in the week to come, light hope on the wick of our lives so that we may shine brightly in our world. Amen.
And let us sing. Now it's time to light the candle. Soon God's promise will be here. Young and old, we wait together for the Savior drawing near. Light light will overcome the darkness. See the hope the Christ child brings.
Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of a lot of chaos and confusion, much stress and anxiety, we come to worship you. Help us to quiet other voices in these moments so that we might hear you speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates through the gift of technology and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And grant your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come and be with us. Amen. Listen now for the word of the Lord as it comes to us from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak compassionately to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her compulsory service has ended. Her penalty has been paid, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is crying out, clear the Lord's way in the desert. Make a level highway in the wilderness for our God. Every valley will be raised up, and every mountain and hill will be flattened. Uneven ground will become level, and rough terrain made plain. The Lord's glory will appear, and all humanity will see it together. The Lord's mouth has commanded it. Go up on a high mountain, messenger Zion. Raise your voice and shout, messenger Jerusalem. Raise it. Don't be afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here is the Lord God coming with strength, with a triumphant arm, bringing his reward with him and his payment before him. Like a shepherd, God will tend the flock. He will gather the lambs into his arms and lift them onto his lap. He will gently guide the nursing ewes. And again, a word from Luke chapter 1. Mary sang, with all my heart I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on everyone will consider me highly favored because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone from one generation to the next who honors him as God. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to Abraham's descendants forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Welcome, my friends, to the season of Advent. As you probably know, Advent is a season of waiting. And of course, I don't need to preach to you about waiting. Not this year. 2020 has been full of waiting. Waiting before and now during this long season of pandemic. Waiting for good news, waiting for a treatment, a cure, vaccine. Waiting for the spread to slow, for the curve to flatten. Waiting for our leaders to act. Waiting to go to the grocery store to spread out those trips out into the world. Waiting for others in order to keep physical distance between them and us. Waiting for toilet paper and hand sanitizer to come back in stock on those store shelves. Waiting to see friends and family. Waiting for gatherings and events that then we have to cancel. waiting for things to get back to normal. Waiting for a new normal. Waiting for racial justice in our country. Waiting for economic relief. Waiting for the election to get here. Waiting for the results to come in and be certified. Waiting for the transition to begin. Waiting for unity and for bitter rivalry and rhetoric to cease. And waiting in the church. Waiting to get back to church. Waiting to pray and sing and pass the peace together. Waiting for weeks and now months. And as a congregation in transition, another layer of waiting. Amid sweeping cultural transitions, demographic changes in our own neighborhood, and the pastoral transition in this congregation, I'm still an interim, the church has been waiting during this time. Waiting for renewal and growth, waiting for a new pastor, waiting for whatever comes next in the life of this good congregation. Lots and lots of waiting. So all I want to do on this first Sunday of the season of Advent, this season of waiting, is to remind you of what exactly it is that we are waiting for in this season. Because it's the source of our hope. We do a twofold waiting in this season. We are waiting for the birth of baby Jesus at Christmas. And we are waiting for the birth of Christ's kingdom among us. We are retelling an old, old story of something that has already happened a long, long time ago. Rehearsing the tale of a child who has been born to us, a son given the word become flesh. And at the same time, we are telling each other a new story. A story about what has not yet happened, but we trust will happen, and that we long for with eager expectation that the same one who was born in Bethlehem will come again to fulfill every promise and bring about the fullness of God's reign. This is the very thing we pray for every week when we pray those words that baby from Bethlehem, when he grew up, he taught us how to pray, and he told us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." We're praying for God's kingdom. We are praying for all those promises to come true, for everything to be redeemed, for the darkness to be overtaken by the light, and for this weary old world to come into alignment with God's vision for us. We are praying for the very same thing that Mary sang about. Just after she consented to conceive and give birth to a son and name him Jesus because he would be the long-awaited Savior, the Messiah, Mary sang the words that I read just a moment ago. A song poem known as the Magnificat. And some of you will remember the lovely musical rendition of the Magnificat that we experienced last Advent season with our choir and the choir from Epiphany Lutheran. This passage from Luke 1 is a song of praise and is a poem about the way that God's kingdom overturns all of our expectations and brings a whole new order to the world. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones, she sings, and lifted up the lowly, filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy according to the promise made to our ancestors. That is the kingdom we wait for. That's what "Prepare ye the way of the Lord" is all about. That's what we're waiting for at Advent, along with the birth at Christmas. We are waiting for the birth of a new world. We wait with eager expectation for that promised kingdom, that perfect reign where things are all topsy-turvy compared to what we know now. Because the upside-down way that we live, a world governed by power and cruelty and violence and independence and cutthroat zero-sum games, that world will be undone. And the world of God's intention will come into being. And everything will be set right according to God's grace. And it is a kingdom so radical that it will actually, according to the prophet Isaiah, change the very terrain of our world. Every valley be raised up and every mountain and hill flattened, uneven ground become level and the rough terrain become plain. In a year where Advent and Christmas are not going to feel the same, where our plans will be different. In a year of widespread disease and death, in a culture of cruelty and contention, in this world of power and violence and inequality and injustice, it is good news indeed that Christ is coming to redeem all of it. Christ is coming to be born among us and coming in power to usher in his kingdom. This is our hope. During Advent and always, that the world is about to turn. In closing, I do want to share a quotation from the wonderful writer Jan Richardson, who says this about Advent. "This season of Advent means there is something on the horizon, the likes of which we have never seen before. What is possible is to not see it, to miss it, to turn just as it brushes past you. And you begin to grasp what it was you missed, like Moses in the cleft of the rock, watching God's back fade in the distance. So stay, sit, linger, tarry, ponder, wait, wonder. Behold, there will be time enough for running, for rushing, for worrying, for pushing. For now, stay. Wait. Something is on the horizon. The world is about to turn. Thanks be to God. Amen."
My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings of the wondrous things that
show your might, put the strong to the flight, for the world is ours.
God, who is the source of all good things, has given us what we need. In joyful response, then, let us magnify the Lord. Let us glorify Jesus Christ through our gifts, the fruits of our labors, and the dedication of our hearts. Let us give ourselves toward loving service in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we do so, let us sing the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Now, will you pray with me? God of hope, as we step into the Advent season of waiting and preparation, we turn to you in prayer. With Mary, we ponder with awe your birth among us in human form, and with the prophets, we watch expectantly for your promised coming kingdom. We come before you this day aware of how far we are from those kingdom values, how broken and in need of redemption we and our world truly are. And so we bring you the aches of our hearts and of our world, trusting that like a shepherd, you will tend the flock. And so we lift up to you now all of those who are in particular need of your tender care. The sick and the hurt and those who care for them, the dying and those who grieve, especially those who do so alone. The hungry, the poor, and those who are the most vulnerable. The long oppressed and those still waiting for justice. The anxious and those who feel most alone. And hear us now as we name aloud or hold in silence our concern for those known to us or known only to you, and all the particular ways that we need your grace. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and help us according to the promise of your steadfast love. Let all generations see your blessing, for your name is holy and your mercy is great. Show the strength of your hand and lift the burdens of the poor. Work wonders for the humble and scatter the plans of the proud. Look with favor on the lowly and cast down tyrants from their thrones. Fill the hungry with good things and empty the hands of the greedy. Then we will sing our joy and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the same one who taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
I charge you now, my friends, as I always do, to go forth from this time of worship to love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. In this Advent season, although it may look and feel a bit different this year, the promises and the hope are the same. So sit, stay, linger, behold. There will be enough time for the running and the rushing. But for now, stay and wait and watch. For the way God's kingdom is breaking in among us even now. Trust and believe that the world is about to turn. And trust and believe also that you do not go alone. For the one who is coming to be born in Bethlehem, and who is coming again to reign in power, is yet with us and among us, and abiding with us now and forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.